Good answer. Hey, welcome to Chim Knuckles. This is your show. Oh, we're not numbering them. This is your show, whatever. Alright, has me. It's me. Ask me, players. Hey, players. How do?
That went about better as my. What? Damn it. I feel like I'm getting a contact drunk just from, like, replaying the events of the last time we recorded a show. Last time I was very much drunk. It was a lot of fun, but...
The advice was given to me that we must preface that show that we were drinking, because if we don't, it's a mess.
I mean, it's still a mess. It just becomes either a hot mess or a fun mess. Hey, this is Chimp Nuggles. We're back after hiatus. I had a bad case of life. And I was told by my doctors that I'm cured. I have no life anymore. It's totally left my body. So I'm free to sit and record comedy times with people. So I'm Mike Devine. I'm your host. We are a weekly-ish improv comedy podcast. And joining us tonight, we've got two of our players. We've got Ed. Ed is a housewife from Oklahoma seeking her long-lost husband, Bill. So tell us a little about yourself, Ed, there.
Well, I've been looking for my husband, William. Bill, as he likes to be called, for maybe about 12 months now, and I miss him dearly, because he used to take out all the trash, and I'm a little old me, I can't lift the garbage cans, so it's just been piling up and piling up and piling up since last February, and I don't know what else to do other than wait for him to come back. So if you're out there, William, I just call me, you have my number.
All right. And then we've also got Matt Lees, a.k.a. Strumba. Matt is a traveling trash man who sometimes goes by the name Billiam.
Oh, hi there. My name is Billiam, and I'm in what's called the Witness Protection Program right now. And so the amount of information I'm actually allowed to divulge there is small. But I do carry on the goldfish with me, and I named it Cracker. So there's that.
Wowee, that's a hoot. Okay, then we met the players, and so we're going to jump into our first game. Our first game is a game we call Travadon for Size. We're going to have our two players, Ed and Matt. They're going to compete against one another and challenge each other to try certain things on for size. We're going to get an action that I'm going to give the players, and the first player is going to take that action and come up with a sound effect describing that action. The second player is going to take that sound effect and form a different action with it, and challenge that first player, and we go back and forth until somebody fucks it up. So, Ed, what your action is going to be, sawing down a log.
I'm sawing down a log. Try that on for size.
I'm starting my scratch disc DJ career.
I'm trying to start an outboard motor. Try that on for size.
I'm going to cream you on this go-kart track. Try that on for size.
I'm humming with a lisp. Try that on for size.
I'm very pissed, and I don't know how to react, so I'm zipping my zipper up and down really fast in frustration, trying to give you the signs that I'm actually really angry at you. Try that on for size.
I'm a blown subwoofer. Try that on for size.
I'm the most annoying chanting monk. Try that on for size.
I'm a baritone songbird. Try that on for size.
I got nothing.
All right, point Ed. Matt, your action is going to be plugging a dike. Take that how you will. I said take it how you will, Matt.
All right, I am. I'm plugging a dike. Try that on for size.
I am shooting ice cream out of a tiny can and then licking it. Try that on for size.
I am making a giant peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I am licking my fingers afterwards. Try that on for size.
I am picking a really tasty lock. Try that on for size.
I'm trying to speak to an African tribe. Try that on for size.
Took too long. All right. Okay, so Ed, your action is going to be your roofing. You are roofing, as one would generally roof.
As one would generally roof.
Yeah.
Food. Tut, tut, tut. I'm roofing. Try for size. I'm putting down a shingle and then tapping it with a hammer. That's what that was. It's roofing. On for size. Try that.
Woo. Tut, tut, tut.
I am the first member in the opening act to a musical, and I'm giving my first few sound effects to the opening song. Try that for size.
Woo, ta ta ta. Soft shoe tap dancing, biznatch. Try that for size.
Woo, ta ta ta. I'm very flamboyantly chopping a large piece of meat on a deli counter. Try that for size.
Woo, ta ta ta. I'm a woodpecker, like landing and then tapping his head against a tree branch. Try that for size.
Vroom, ta, ta, ta. I am a car, and I am sarcastically letting my owner know that I am not turning over this morning. Try that on for size.
Vroom, ta, ta, ta. I am the future.
No. No, you're in the past.
God.
What's that song? Hooked on a Feeling. Oon cha cha cha, oon cha cha cha, ooga cha.
It's a different rhythm.
It's close enough. Okay, let's jump right along. Let's go to audiobook.
All right, so we're going to play a game called audiobook. It's going to be awesome. So we have two players here that are going to retell a story or a famous text as accurately as possible. We're going to have certain characters do it. So instead of it being read by Mr. Mike here, it's going to be read by a person about ready to go skydiving who is just dragged along by his girlfriend.
My neighbor's going to love this.
Someone about to jump out of a plane. And we'll also get a special guest appearance by an aspiring hog rancher who recently just lost his family farm. And we are going to be learning all about On the Origin of Species by the wonderful Charles Darwin.
Does that have a story?
The Origin of Species?
On the Origin of Species.
Woo!
You know, the lightest read ever. So we're gonna listen to this book. So players, this is the beginning of the audiobook. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Let's begin.
Are you sure about this? I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, he dropped really fast, really far down there. I don't even see him. Is he opening his chute? I don't think his chute's opening. Wait, what's that? That's a bird. That's some kind of bird. It looks like it may have evolved from some sort of dinosaur from this angle. If you look real close.
All right. Now, I'm not exactly what you would call happy right now. In fact, I'm pretty dang miserable. However, I do know for a fact that I am a hog farmer, and that is what I was born to do. So when I was dropped on an island with a bunch of Galapagos turtles, I had no idea how to react to them initially. So I took my hog wrestling skills, and I started going to work, and I think I started to figure out kind of how they work as a species. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, I can definitely see some pigs down there, and they look like they're working with these turtles to bury their eggs, and the birds are going to come and try and eat them. That looks very, very well organized for just a bunch of animals down there. If you look, what are you doing? Wait, what are you doing?
There's a man falling at me from the sky at a very high velocity. However, I don't think it even matters how much animal research I actually do, because it doesn't matter, because the government's just going to take it all away from me anyway, just like they did with my farm. All right. Sorry about that. I'm a bit more composed. I'm breathing deep, just like the hummingbirds do. They breathe deep, and hummingbirds are derived from lizards, as far as we know, and I believe in turtles a lizard. I don't know. Like I said, they're not my... How am I gonna...
I'm glad that I know my neighbor's name and that he understands exactly what I'm doing, because otherwise I might have like an ambulance showing up to cut me out of my building or something.
Does he aware you do, Jim Knuckles?
He is.
Does he aware? Does he aware, Mike?
He does very aware. He derives it from me.
He derives it.
I mean, that's the hog farmer education. It's fine.
Next week we're making you do the Webster Dictionary, so...
Communist Manifesto is my backup.
My mom would be in there.
I was gonna go... I'm sure it was on there, too.
I think it's not as controversial as you might think. I think it's pretty much... Everyone agrees it's a bad book. In that sense, it's less controversial, because there's very few people that would be like, you know, Mein Kampf wasn't that bad. It's a good bedside read.
It goes, Goodnight Moon, Mein Kampf, Goldilocks.
Goodnight Moon...
night, moon! Good night, lamp! Good night, spoon! I forgot to do the bit where we discussed sound effects. I want to jump back into that real quick, and I'll spice it so it'll look so seamless you'll never realize we fucked it up. It'll look so awful you'll realize we fucked it up. It'll smell so awful you'll think we fucked it. It'll smell so great you'll think we fucked it.
It'll sound so smell you thought we tasted it.
It'll taste so smell you. Daffy Duck for a second there. Smell so swell.
It's a good thing we do comedy.
Good thing we're not trying to be serious. Those sound effects you heard were the sound of me fucking up, and that's what happens when you get new charge. That's what happens when you get new choice on this show. We use Google Hangouts for our recording of shenanigans, so we have access to a little soundboard, and we have a couple sounds we use. One of those is this guy. That is new choice. And if you hear that during a sentence, you new choice that sentence. We also have a couple others. Make it sound like we're in a big room with a lot of applause. And this is the guy. You'll hear that guy at the end of games. You may also hear this guy. That's usually how you can tell somebody made a terrible joke.
Right. That's the only way. It's
that's
not
the only
like
way
you,
to tell.
It's not you turning off this recording. It's by the...
Cut the feed! Cut the feed! Next up is a game we call It'd Be Funnier If. This is a game for our two players, Matt and Ed. This is a scene game where we're going to get a suggestion for a scene, and those two players are going to be acting out that scene, but I'm going to be playing the role of, let's call him Dave, our old buddy Dave. Dave is a man who knows what he wants. He knows how to make things funnier, and he knows what would make those things funnier if. And he's going to interject, and he's going to tell everybody how to make the scene funnier. So, for example, if the scene is in a pet shop, I might pause the game and I might say, it'd be funnier if the pet shop were full of... And then I press this handy random noun generator. Air.
Full wow. Air. We can still breathe. That's amazing. Nothing has changed.
And then from now on, things are the same. So, okay. So for your scene suggestion, let's go with inside a whale's stomach.
Okay.
It's your scene. You guys are going to act out that scene. I'm gonna Dave it up. So, players, this is the game of It'd Be Funnier If. Your suggestion is inside of a whale's stomach. Are you ready?
Yeah. Begin.
All I ever wanted was to be a real boy. That's all I wanted. And now look where I am.
I'd say you really screwed up.
I mean, think
about it this way. Think about it this way. You came over to my house, and you're like, oh, I want to be a real boy. And, like, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And now we are inside a whale's stomach. And there's a few steps we may have skipped in there, but I think we've really, what's the word? We really screwed the pooch.
Look, I've never made...
It'd be funnier if the whale's stomach were also full of bricks.
Look, I'm really sorry the whale ate your house. I did not tell the whale where it was.
Oh.
Don't ignore that. Ignore him.
I'll ignore that. I just disappointed myself for severely underestimating the size of whales.
Whales
was unaware that they could not only swallow my entire house, but do so without damaging any of it. I mean...
It'd be funnier if Matt's hand were covered in fear.
Look, get your hands off me. I don't like it when you touch me.
I'm trying to put it back behind my back, where it was nice and safe.
Because
we don't see it. It won't see us.
Just because the whale won't see us. Oh!
Okay, all right. This is like a nightmare.
But a real life...
It'd be funnier if Ed's leg were inside of a raft.
Look, I've got 1 foot in the escape raft, okay? Just get in with me. Just get in with me, okay?
That you do realize that means my hand has to come in too, right? It is part of me.
Well, when the whale comes up to breathe, I mean, we'll be shot out. So maybe your hand will be left behind.
No, you know what you have to do. Inside the kitchen drawers is a butcher knife. You know what has to happen.
But then I have to get out of the raft.
It'd be funnier if the whale were swimming inside of a refrigerator.
Okay, it's really cold in here, but I'll grab. This is an ice knife. This knife is frozen. Okay.
All right,
three.
I'm gonna show you my hand. I'm gonna show it to you. You ready?
Right, yeah.
Go.
Chop.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Wow. I lost my shit at fear. I kind of just like leaned away from the microphone and lost my shit for a couple seconds.
No, I love that the random now generator can like really bring this game into the conceptual.
Yeah. It's really what it needs.
It's like his hand is covered in port life choices.
Okay. His hand just has seen so many old ladies' tits. It was such a bad decision. Why? it's good. All right, next game on the docket is Dr. Junior. Dr. Junior is the biological son of our favorite expert guest, Dr. Know-It-All. Dr. Know-It-All has three heads and speaks one word at a time. His son, Dr. Junior, has only two heads. He's a bit of a black sheep. He's gotten in trouble with the law. And last we checked in with him, he'd somehow found his way to death row. but since then, he's actually escaped due to an extremely intricate tunnel system under Mexico. And I actually managed to score this interview from Sean Penn. He was supposed to talk to this guy.
Ew.
But he passed it on to me because he kind of got in trouble with this. He was in this position once before. He didn't quite like where it led him. So I'm going to seize on this opportunity and speak with the elusive Dr. Junior here. Thank you very much for taking your time out of your busy escape plan to sit with me and my studio audience, who I promise will be shot after the end of this interview. So how are you holding up, Dr. Junior?
Not well. If I may say so ourselves.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I can understand that, you know, living inside of a sewer will not be the most kind experience that a man can feel. Do you have any future plans once you finish breaking out?
Become a giant famous celebrity who wants nothing more than to please children and adults and chefs and ferrets. That's really it. Beyond that, fart to music. Well.
Okay, that's a very aspiring list of goals there. But I couldn't help but notice that your tunnel is leading into Mexico out of American prison. Do you think that's a wise decision given the state of Mexican cartels?
Duh.
Idiot.
Just
watch.
Okay. I'll continue to watch. Now, are you implying that you have some sort of connection with these cartels, that you are somehow involved in their little game, their little politics here? Do you have some sort of escape plan?
Escape
is
for
the
pussies
and
ferrets.
We
are
not
ferrets,
nor
are
we
respectable
pussies.
Therefore,
once
we
have
our
plan
up
in
action,
we
will
dominate
the
South
East
American
wastelands.
Okay. I look forward to seeing those plans come to fruition. In the meantime, I might suggest you get out of here because I did call the cops. They are on their way. But you should probably go. Thank you very much for taking time out. And I hope to see you again soon, Dr. Junior.
I hate prostitutes.
They
smell
bad
like
you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Junior. I would submit to you that you in fact smell bad, and that I'm rubber, you are glue, and things that you say would bounce off me and instead stick on your person. That would be my rebuff to your earlier comment.
It's a very dark storyline usually compared to Dr. Know-It-All.
He's usually all about giving advice.
Like, LOL penis joke. And, like, Dr. Junior is like, well, I just, like, killed everyone. And
maybe a drug cartel boss. You'll see. All right. So the next game we're going to play is a game called Interrogation.
Yay!
Interrogation. Interrogation is going to be played by all of us. Ed and myself are going to be detectives, and we're going to try and get a confession out of Matt. Matt is out of the room at the moment. He is muted because he's a doo-doo head and sucks eggs. Yeah, so he's out of the room. We're going to be figuring out a series of things that we're going to have to try and weasel out of Matt in a confession. And he's not going to know what those things are, so we're going to have to drop him some clues. And so we're going to get a suggestion for who he was with, where they were at, and what they were doing. So the who they were with, let's go with the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Who he was with. Where they were at, let's do town swimming pool, like a public swimming pool. And what they were doing.
Getting a haircut.
Yeah, haircut. That works. There we go. Haircut is what's happening.
I mean, getting your haircut in the swimming pool would be
awkward. By the Wizard of Oz, no less.
Really kind of a dick move. I do love actual signs in front of swimming pools that are like, do not shit in the pool.
Don't get your hair cut here.
It's like,
no haircuts here. So, okay, so our person is Wizard of Oz, our place is public pool, and the action is getting a haircut. All right, let's ping Matt and get him on back.
Matt! I'm back?
No. All right.
Boop-a-boop-a-boop.
All right, so we're going to start our game. Let's go and begin. All right, get in here.
Get your filthy hands off of me.
Get the hands off.
Now, you're never going to convict me, so just give it up.
This one has a harder goal, I tell him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, too bad his brain's made of straw.
Yeah,
we should send some flying monkeys after him.
Gee, you've made this first one really difficult for me, guys. So difficult that I'm going to make you guys wait while I try and guess it.
Oh, I bet we're going to make you wait.
That's what that straw brain's for.
If I only had a brain.
You got tons of courage, though. You smart ass.
The thing is, you want a brain. You're all like, oh, if I only had this, well, guess what? You had one the entire
time. Listen, I only had one road to go down in life, and it wasn't exactly golden. Yeah. It wasn't pure golden.
But it was.
I would describe it less than golden.
I was not the streets
with the scarecrow.
We're gonna pay the streets.
I hope not.
Emeralds. Before we pay the streets in gold, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the city. That's the car you want. Your city.
Well, we want an emerald. We want a green. We want a sparkling.
A city of green emerald color times.
We paid for this technicolor. We're going to see all the technicolor.
Exactly. No matter how much magic it takes for your little buddy to do, he's just gonna have to deal with it.
Just
doesn't matter how big his head gets.
Hey! I see you looking at the guy behind the curtain.
I was not the wizard in Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
not with them either.
But you know him.
As I thought, you knew. You admit you were with the wizard. All right, fine. What we want to tell you, you can tell us where you were. It is.
You think I'm gonna divulge that?
Give us all the wet details.
Oh, they're all down there. There's full capacity. It's a good thing they got that urine detector so you could see where it's green, because you don't want to go near that stuff. That's no good. That's the one place you don't want emerald green.
I'm just glad that
we were cavorting around a public pool.
I knew it!
You think we were cavorting around a public pool?
I knew you were.
We have the tape.
You said you were.
You look a lot different.
What would the wizard and I be doing cavorting around a public pool?
You look a little older now.
You look like you had your ears lowered.
Just a tiny bit. Is that a new shirt? You did something to your look. Did you shave recently? I can't quite place it.
I see more of your ears for some reason. Are you trying to? Is this some sort of ruse?
This is the most inefficient way to lose weight. Your figure, you looks the same.
Yeah, now the bottom of your head looks bigger than the top of your head.
Now let me get this straight.
Completely disproportionate.
Let me get this straight. Are you suggesting that my cohort and I were dumb enough to go to a public pool to get a haircut?
You admit it right now.
You want me to admit it?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you just...
You think I was with the wizard at a public pool getting a haircut? Really?
You think all right, that? Take him away. Take him away. Get out of here.
Can't take me away on that. My two options for where I was either Atlantis or a public pool, and I'm like, I don't think I get really much farther away in terms of aquatic things.
could be in a lake.
A rather large puddle.
It could be in a sink.
Hey, maybe we should stop dumping that stuff that turns your pee green into every puddle we see. We keep running out of it really quick.
Well, how do we know which ones I peed in already? Okay, let's close it out with a rousing edition of Sex Positions.
A rousing.
Oh, man!
Yeah.
That was a good. I wasn't even trying. It's a good one. Sex positions, the way we play this game is we're going to take turns coming up with a name of a sex position. And then all of us, the other ones, are going to be going around describing that sex position. And Ray's going to come up with one. So, Ed, you want to start us off?
Sure. I'm breaking out my old friend, everyone's favorite friend, the Chinese takeout menu.
It's like and a thesaurus for this game.
It really is, because I have not seen this one before, the salty crispy crab.
All right, well, salty crispy crab is when you have sex with a sea captain, a very proud sea captain, who on every single voyage stands proudly on the deck of his ship, the poop deck, and gets splattered by the ocean salt water, and eventually it forms a hard crust over all of his unmentionables. And you bang, and you bang, Alex, you bang.
Don't you dare acknowledge him! He got here late!
And that is the salty crispy crab.
He got here to wait.
What is the salty crispy crab?
The salty crispy crab is when the Seahawks lose in the playoffs and they're just super salty about it as they drown their sorrows in king crab meat.
Okay. Acceptable. The salty crispy crab is where you find the Krusty Krab in Bikini Bottom. You build a rival fast food chain next to it. And then Mr. Krabs gets so pissed, he gets all salty, and then you just, you know, you grab him, you put him on the grill, and then he's crispy.
Well, actually, the salty crispy crab is when you get caved in a salt mine for, like, months on end, and you can't see that the person that you're hooking up with, because you're really, really lonely at this point, has little pube mites. You aren't aware of that, because you can't see them until it's, you get back, and it's too late. And that's the salty crispy crab.
All right.
In the spirit of that one, I want to hear what you guys think the pube mite is.
The what?
The pube mite.
Well, the pube mite is when you braid all of your... You let your pubic hair grow out for, like, several million years, and you then braid it into a really thick rope, and you can use it as a rope to, like, pull people's cars, like, out of, like, ditches, and people are like, oh, you helped my car, how can I ever repay you? And you're like, well, I can think of a way, and then porn.
Cute.
Adorbs.
All right, the pube mite is when you find yourself starring in the porn remake of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but instead of just going on an adventure and almost getting eaten in a giant Cheerio, you instead shrink down with your soulmate and have crazy, raunchy sex in the foresty bush of your best friend.
Matt! Hey!
So the pube mite... What the fuck's the pube mite? The pube mite is when you're doing this, like, weird foreign indie film, and it's just this mighty pube monster, but the actor doesn't know how to pronounce it, so they just point up and go, pube mite!
Close.
I find it really hard to get off to that. like that. Just very difficult.
I mean, different strokes for different strokes, you know?
Tanks. Different strokes, tanks.
So the pube mite is actually the name of Suge Knight's younger brother. And you simply just make a sex tape with pube mite.
Solid.
All right, guys. I want to hear about the row. Oh, no, your boat.
All right. The row, oh no, your boat, is when you have the girl sitting on you, like, and, you know, like you're both in a canoe, and you're, like, rowing backwards and fucking her, and then you mess up and fall down the stairs.
Okay, the row, oh no, your boat, is when you're with your best pal, Ro-Ro, and you're going to the docks, and you're like, hey, Ro-Ro, which boat should we take to get fucked in? And Ro-Ro goes, oh no, your boat.
Bro, no!
Oh, no, no, your boat, bitch. We're going to your boat. I still got jizz in my boat. And so you take your boat. That's how you get fucked.
I was just gonna say that's the plot of the Titanic right there.
Well, actually, guys, the row, oh, no, your boat is when you're a 16th century sailor living in Britain and you decide to gather a crew together because you think that you can somehow successfully make it from Britain around the southmost peninsula of Africa to find quicker trading routes. and you learn and find very quickly just how much you can get fucked by the hard dick of nature.
Oh, no.
The more you know.
Alex, you didn't go yet, right?
I don't know how I haven't gone, dude. I've been here, like, the whole fucking time.
You were here the whole time! The whole time!
The whole time!
Right? Guys, I've been here the whole time. Why didn't you let me play anything?
You were in time... He was in timeout.
All right, what is the, what's the cock-a-doodle 2x4?
What the fuck?
Well?
Answer the question! So what was the cock-a-doodle 2x4?
Yep.
Is when you mix your metaphors for jerking your dick off. You can't decide whether you're going to be choking the chicken or you're going to be, you know, polishing the wood, so you just cock-a-doodle 2x4 all night long.
Not bad. That's passable.
well, the cock-a-doodle 2x4, it is an all male affair where there's two wee-wees by four wee-wees, and it creates kind of a matrix, and it's a little grid.
Oh, yeah, the wee-wee matrix, yeah.
Wee-wee matrix.
Oh, yeah, of course. The wee-wee. That's all you had to say, wee-wee matrix.
Of course. Yeah.
It's all wee-wees. I have no clue what this is.
I got confused because you used its formal term. I'm used to the more, shorthand, the wee-may.
The
Wee-may. You know, my buddy Ro-Ro, she takes the Wee-may when she goes to get fucked in a boat.
Oh, no.
Speaking of metaphors, I was trying to describe to my coworker the other day just how fast this year has been moving with all the shit that's been happening since, like, the beginning of this year, and it's only a month into it. So, but, like, my brain got confused, and it kind of just split the difference between describing it as breakneck speed and whirlwind. So I kind of was just like, yeah, man, 2016's really been moving at a breakwind pace. Okay, so let's wrap it up now, cause now we're all here.
No, you what's the cognitive? I actually don't know what this is.
Oh yeah,
No.
I didn't get to say mine.
Fuck you, Mike.
Fuck
you, Mike. I've been here the whole time, so I can insult you.
The whole time.
Mike's like, well, that was a terrible answer Ed gave, so
come on, end the game. No, guys, it's actually right. The thing is, you've all been overthinking this. Like, weenie matrix? No, like, none of that stuff.
Nah.
The cock-a-doodle 2x4 is just when someone draws your dick in accurate dimensions.
Ooh,
nice.
Burn. So as big of a burn as that was, actually, Mike was pretty close. The cock-a-doodle 2x4 is when you choke the chicken to a fat chick.
Do you go with the grain or against it?
Depends on how you're feeling that particular day.
I mean, let's just take a bunch of wee-wees and have them touch.
Have you ever had anal splinters?
I have some right now.
I know, it's a silly question.
Everybody, how's it going? Hope you're having a good weekend. All right, bye. Follow us on Twitter.
Wait, hold on. One more. What is the Teddy Roosevelt's bathtub?
That's
with a bunch of bears. Next.
Oh, fuck you, Ed.
It's after. So the Teddy Roosevelt bathtub is what happens when you and your bare knuckle boxing buddies decide to hop in a bathtub together to, you know, clean yourselves. And you end up twirling each other's handlebar mustaches.
Solid. Goddamn, fuck you.
It's bears. I told you, it's bears.
I just mixed up my historical figures. I don't know if this is going to make sense or not. Let me Google this real quick.
Do you mean the Taft bathtub? Because that's the guy.
The Taft tub?
Okay, solid. I think, okay, this should still work. All right, so the Teddy Roosevelt's...
So you have polio! No, wait.
the Teddy Roosevelt's bathtub is actually when you're just sad because your sex life is in the Great Recession, so you're just sitting in the bathtub crying.
What did you Google?
I Googled, fuck your mother.
I Googled Teddy Roosevelt bathtub.
Actually, let's see what that comes up with.
I'm Googling it too.
Teddy Roosevelt bathtub. Cleaning up the William Howard Taft bathtub myth.
Oh, that's a job I don't want.
The truth about Taft getting stuck in a bathtub.
That's a different guy.
Dude, there's a... there's a Google image.
Oh my god. What the fuck is that picture?
Wait, it's what's just happening?
It's all head.
Dude. Google image search, Teddy Roosevelt bathtub.
What the fuck?
This is so unprecedented.
What is this?
Apparently, it was once a thing to sit in a tub and just take a picture in a tub. I found my new Facebook profile picture. There shall be no explanation.
This is so unprecedented.
How is this a thing? We're going to post this on the Chimp Knuckles Facebook page for all of our audience member to see. I'm just going to post it with no explanation or comment in the Chimp Knuckles page.
Do it right now.
Yes, I'm doing it immediately.
Do it right now.
With no...
Well, he's right. It is quite unpresidential.
He's not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
There you go. Publish. We're doing some live Facebooking now. This is
this is so unprecedented.
This is so unprecedented. What is this supposed to symbolize?
I think it's just him being stuck in a tub. I don't think there's anything more to think about it. I think.
Why is his head so big, though?
Why are there so many ostriches? The brochure said there would only be one. Why is his head stuck in the toilet?
What I really like is this pink duck that's just kind of the corner going like, hey.
Alright, so that was Chimp Knuckles. That was our first unnumbered show. We're doing them. We're just doing them. We're not going to number them. We're not going to put them in any particular order because I'm sick of doing them in order. Sometimes you just want to do the newest one because you were drunk and it was funnier. And you don't want to have to do them in order to avoid confusing people. So no numbers. You'll know. You'll know from the show title. We don't know what that show title is yet. I'll bet you $5 it turns out to be Anal Splinters. But we'll see. We'll see. The jury's out.
Dear Google, Anal Splinters.
You know, it's all about the SEO. It's all about that SEO. So if somebody else has analsplinters.com, in fact, hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's Jesus.
A risky click, but here we go.
This is so unprecedented.
Nope, it is available, so we'll buy that domain name straight away.
Okay. Good.
So we are a pseudo-weekly... It's fine. We are a pseudo-weekly podcast. We are on all of the social networks. The Twitters, the Facebooks, the Googles, the YouTubes, the Tumblrs, the He-Hows, the thing. I think I made one up when I was drunk last time. I think I came up with like a different one that I don't think anyone noticed it. I was like, as I was lifting them off when I was drunk the last show, I was just kind of like, Tumblr, Pinterest, SandScratch, YouTube, like just...
I got way too drunk way quickly at that show because I thought you guys were gonna like I thought you were gonna come on like already trash. I took 3 IPAs and I'm like, I'm good right now.
Not like pre-gamed for just hanging out.
That's why there's whiskey. Whiskey gets you drunk 3 times as faster and 3 times as harder as ordinary alcohol beers. That's
whiskey,
why I drink
it. Gets you drunk.
It's whiskey
because fuck you.
Whiskey.
We're going to invent the chip knuckle shot, and it's just going to be called the chip knuckle, and it's just 2 full shots in 1 glass. It's just whiskey and tequila, and then you shoot 3 ounces of it. Oh, and a shot of hot sauce.
That's the bottom. That's the knuckles, the scraping part of the knuckle. The knuckle's got to scrape your throat on the way down.
Scrape your throat?
The knuckle's got to scrape your throat on the way down.
So why'd you have to cancel this leg of your concert tour? Well,
the duck got stuck on the way down.
I got chip knuckled. You know, oh man, I just went to Ask Reddit. Top thread is, what's the worst possible way to be woken up? Chip knuckled.
So, you can go to our website, www.chimpknuckles.com, and we are all over the place on iTunes, Android, music players, browser, internet, Windows, Netscape, I don't know. We're out there. If you got podcasts, we podcast. So, join us next week for another rousing edition of the Chimp Knuckles podcast show, improv performance show time. Bensound.com. Bensound does our music. You don't know it, but he do.
Thank you, Ben.
Holy shit.
The best way to reach Chimp Knuckles is to download Internet Explorer 4 or below and to hit us up on...
Hit us up on our BBOS channel.
Yeah.
Hit us up on our Inside the Web message thread.
You can find us at geocities.com/...
Angel Fire.
Dot tripod.
Dot tripod.
Slash homestead. Fucking suck at smoking like that.
All right, remember, keep those anal splinters away from me. That's our new catchphrase.
Keep those knuckles throatin'.
Keep Remember, the knuckles got a scrape on the way down. Good night, everybody.
Now the world don't
smell so swell.